This is the land of the Black Eagle Group, a village nestled against the majestic canyon de Don Diego, home to beautiful red mesas, adobe houses, and an ancient culture. The Pueblo of Jemez is a small community about 80 kilometers north of Albuquerque and one of the 19 Indian pueblos in the southwestern U.S. state of New Mexico. Black Eagle's Flying Free album won the 2004 Grammy Award in the Best Native American Music Album category. The group is made up of 20 musicians from three generations. One of the oldest members is David Yepa, a grandfather and lawyer by profession and a well-respected member of the community. He recalls a trip to Montana with his wife and son Malcolm, where family friend Jimmy Little Coyote introduced Malcolm to the world of the powwow.
He told us, you know, all about the powwow, and then it's for everybody, all the Indian ladies. He said, if you want to, you know, you can go and try and start and see for the people and see how it comes out.
Powwow is a cultural, ritual, social, and spiritual gathering of Native American people. They come together at various times of the year to renew family, clan, and tribal ties. They also forge social and political alliances, celebrate victories, and hold religious and spiritual ceremonies. The word powwow comes from the Algonquin language powwow or powwow, referred to a gathering of medicine men or spiritual leaders. Powwowing referred to a religious ceremony, usually one of curing. In the 1800s, Europeans who observed these religious gatherings and dances mispronounced the word as powwow. Non-Indians began to use the term to describe nearly any gathering of Native people. Malcolm Yepa is now the lead singer of the Black Eagle drum group. He was a teenager in 1989 when he founded the band with his family and friends.
You want to just feel good, you know, go to a powwow, sit there and pray, you know, with the drum, and just sit there and listen to the beat and the songs and, you know, the dancing, and just watch things that are going on. And sooner or later, you know, that feeling will hit you to your heart. And soon you will notice that it is the heartbeat of your life.
At the beginning, the focus was only on pure Native music. It is changing. Dave Yepa likes to put in some English lyrics so non-Native people can understand what they are singing about. Fame has not really affected the daily lives of the Black Eagle members. They're still either working or in school. But they have begun to receive invitations to perform all over the country. Last year, the band played at the National Powwow in Washington, D.C., and at the American Indian Museum. At the gathering, the Black Eagle shared the stage with other American Indians. Derek Davis is a dancer from Hopi Pueblo community.
We went to these intertribal gatherings called powwow where everybody could participate. And even though in our Pueblo communities we have our own songs and dances, as an individual you can choose to be part of this intertribal powwow arena as well. We're welcome there. It's a beautiful gift from the Plains Nations to kind of help people be together.
Joining Black Eagle's vibrant drum beat and letting loose at the powwow indeed gives people a sense of being together, a feeling that resonates even beyond the Native American tribes. Elaine Liu, VOA News.